We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Yo, yo, yo. You know who this is, Mr. B, Rolling Off Track Podcast, episode 35. We're already at number 35 here in a lovely ABQ 505. And it's lovely because it's not too hot and it's not too cold. It's just right. So we're here on the Rock Pod discussing tech news, game news, movie news, just a little technology, give you guys some technology updates. And today, as always, my sidekick, Mr. A. How's it going, Mr. A?
What's happening? What's up?
What's up, hey, man? Glad to hear your voice, buddy.
I know, man. It's been hectic, man. Just out and about, cruising and trying to get work done.
Hey, you gotta say hi to a few, some fans of yours, buddy.
Yeah, what's up, fans? What's happening? That's what I'm talking about.
Gotta let them know that you keep them in your heart, you know?
You guys still exist and I appreciate it all.
Cool. Hey, you know who else we got, buddy?
What's up, man?
Starts with the S. Noam.
Oh! Say it.
Yeah, he says it's, everything's bigger in Texas. Mr. Sky.
Howdy.
Oh, snap, you got that howdy going, huh?
I've been practicing.
Howdy, partner.
Walking around with my bow legs and saying howdy to everybody.
Well, say howdy to the Rock Pod fans, buddy.
Howdy, y'all, Rock Pod fans. How you doing, y'all?
Y'all out there in 505.
Y'all in 505, 801, whatever area code you in.
cool. Yeah, today's December 3rd. It's already December 2013. Pretty soon we're going to be saying 2014. How does that sound?
Damn, 2014. Already, man.
Oh, yeah.
No, not yet. Just kidding.
Yep, so.
2013 went by pretty quickly.
Sure yeah. Did.
Well, it's the end of the year, so, you know, yeah, it's, you can always say that went by pretty quickly. Then next year, December, we'll be saying the same thing. 2014 went by quickly.
Maybe.
And 2015 went by quickly.
Maybe.
And 2016 went by quickly.
Maybe. Stop it.
Easy, slow down. Okay, let's come back. Come back to reality, buddy. 2013, yeah, December 3rd.
Just too far.
Too far into the future,
buddy. How many podcasts do you think will hit by December 2014?
December 2014, see, we're on 35, one a week. How many weeks in a year? 52? So 87?
Ooh, we should try to hit 100.
Cool, that sounds good. How's that sound, Mr. A?
100?
100, so.
Let's go for 200!
So if it's one a week, 87, we gotta do an extra 13. So 13 weeks, we gotta do 2 in a week.
Gotta get cracking is what it is.
Gotta get crack-a-lacking. Yep. Maybe we'll do that. We haven't got any responses, but maybe we'll do that. Was that 2 hour, 3 hour, 4 hour episode? Remember late night?
Yep.
Yeah. Ooh. Maybe we'll get that going next year. Let everybody know when we're gonna do that. But that sounds pretty good though.
Yep.
Just start off with, New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve podcast, huh?
New Year's Eve podcast.
Cool. All right, well, everybody's back to work, back to school. This is something called Thanksgiving happened last week. Everybody had some time off, right? Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You had some time off, Mr. A?
Yep, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey. I better get my time off. I don't care what you say. Just kidding.
Get it with my family. And, I took some time off, too, so... Had last week, half the week off, so it was pretty good. And, some guy came over to my house too, man. He was saying his name was, Mr. A, and, I don't know, he looked like you, Aaron.
That's cool, man. Did you invite him in at least?
So I had to scan his retinas and do fingerprint check and all that, buddy.
Gotta do what you gotta do. Swap for a DNA.
I made him, I gave him a glass, a cup of glass, glass of water, and after that I took his fingerprints off of that and took the saliva DNA off his drink, off the rim of it and everything, man.
Oh, sick.
Did you make him say a Navajo word of the day just to make sure it's him?
Nope, I didn't do that, man. I didn't do that.
Oh, you're slacking.
Slacker. Cool. So how was y'all Thanksgiving? Y'all?
It was good.
Ate a lot of turkey. Ate a lot of turkey. Ate some more. And went to see Frozen, that new Disney movie.
Oh, yeah. It just came out this past weekend, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty good. My daughter, she loved it. She sat through it. And she's going to be 3 next month, but she's getting to that age where she's starting to sit still during movies. But, she loved that little snowman. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but there's that little snowman in there, and she cracked up every time he was on the screen.
Oh yeah, that little snowman, he gets, keeps falling apart in his body parts.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. I mean, I liked him. I didn't really like him in the teaser trailer. I thought he was, I don't know, I shouldn't like him, but then when I saw the movie, he was pretty cool. I liked him. He was funny. Cracked me up, man.
Cool.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You haven't seen the previous to Frozen?
No.
Got to get Frozen, buddy. No, do you know who it's by? It's not by Pixar or anybody like that, huh?
No, it's Disney.
Oh, yeah, Disney, yeah.
Yeah, it's this story about these two princesses, and one of them has, like, powers to make snow and freeze stuff. Think like Sub-Zero. And she kind of gets driven out of the kingdom because she's scaring people with her powers, and then her other sister is normal. She has to go and find her and bring her back. So it's pretty cool.
Cool. Is it more toward little kids, or is it both kids and adults?
It's a little bit more for little kids. They have a lot more singing. They have each character kind of breaks out their own little song. But, like I said, I mean, that little snowman was pretty funny. So he kind of kept the adults entertained.
Oh, okay. Hey, Mr. A, I think your daughter would like this movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Cool. She's been paying attention to a lot of cartoons lately because we've been putting it on a lot, off of Netflix, and she's definitely catching on to a lot of things and she's liking them so far.
Netflix was there for everybody during the holidays, huh?
Yep, sure was for us, man.
Yep, same here. We get Netflix, just watching movies after movies.
Cool.
Eating turkey.
Turkey, we finally finished our, all the turkey that we had, so that was good. It didn't go to waste.
How many pounds?
Awesome.
I think they were both, two 20s.
220 pounds.
Two dubs, buddy.
Jeez.
Damn. I guess we had my in-laws. Her husband's family were supposed to come over too, so that's why we kind of anticipated a bunch of people here. But some of them didn't make it, so we had to kind of we had more than enough turkey though.
Did you do a weigh-in before and after?
That'd have been good.
Yeah, man.
See how many people.
We just had a 16-pound bird. It was plenty. It was just me and my wife and my daughter. We just kind of chilled and had our own little Thanksgiving. But, she put some green chili in the stuffing. That was pretty good.
Oh, okay. Did you get some green chili sent to you?
No, we just went to Albertsons, got some bueno chili, but supposedly there's a supermarket here in Dallas that carries Hatch chili. So we just thought of it last minute, but if we had thought of it earlier, we would have ran over and grabbed some Hatch chili, but Bueno does the job.
Cool. Pretty cool. Good. So 16 ounce or 16 pounds instead of a dub.
Yeah.
Dope it up.
Dope it up, Aaron.
Yeah. Dope it up, man.
Cool. Cool. Besides, here, did you have your own, Mr. A?
Yeah, we had our own, and after we got done having our own, we drove around to other families and ate over there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
All right. Yep. Cool. Yeah. Number 35. And I can start off with, the one game that I've been wanting to try, and the one of our followers, Tweety McGee, he also wanted to get our input, our review on GTA 5. Have you ever tried it, Sky?
Nah, man. I don't have any kind of system. I only have my iTouch, my iOS. But, yeah, maybe Santa will bring me one this year.
Cool.
Been pretty good.
Yeah. And, yeah, like I said, Mr. A was here, and, we played a little bit of it, or he got to see a little bit of it, right, Aaron?
Yes, sir. That was awesome, man. Yo. Love it.
And, other than that, I've been playing more of that. So, I guess my first impression was, I never really didn't keep up with the series. So I think the last one I played was maybe like the second one or something. I don't really remember. But, after playing this one, the fifth one, GTA 5, the story is pretty much, sucks you in, and you want to figure out what the next move is. And you just do all these type of missions, like stealing cars or repoing cars, repoing bikes.
Missions.
Yep. They call it missions. After you finish a mission, it gives you a mission complete.
Cool.
So, Mr.
So how far did you get?
I think I got it says like 9%. Oh. It gives, when it saves, it gives an actual percent. So I don't know if that's the percent of the missions, or is it like percent of how much you discover the city?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I guess more, the more I play, then I guess I'll figure out what that percent means.
Oh.
So yeah, I'm like around 9% and just, doing mission after mission. And, it's so far it's good. And like I said, the story is that they're different missions. So the story pretty much, grabs you, and just, you just want to figure out what the next move is.
Cool.
And of course, like everybody knows, you know, you got to hit people and shoot people and all that. I guess I want to say violent, but you have to do that stuff.
Also known as Black Friday.
Black Friday.
Damn. Black Friday. I saw a lot of YouTube of Black Friday fights, man. It's crazy. Some big guy, he ended up punching some lady in the face for a 32-inch TV.
Really?
Yeah, like, yeah, are you serious? That's crazy.
I think that happened here.
I think it was
like some Walmart up north of Fort Worth. I can't remember the name of the town, but
yeah, it was crazy, like, so desperate not to punch a lady in the face for it.
Did you see how much those 32 inches were going for?
No, I don't know.
Oh, there's a one at Walmart that's a 32 inch for going for $98.
Oh, snap. That's why then.
I got punched in the face.
But give my TV. Like, damn.
Somebody
what
actually.
What brand was it? Do you remember? You know what brand it was?
I think that one was like an Emerson.
Yeah, Emerson.
Eh? Emerson.
Emerson.
Yeah, and then some other guy, he grabbed the TV, one of the 32 inch, and some lady was all pulling on his jacket, like holding on it like a little kid stretching out his jacket and saying, that was my TV, I had it first. And that guy was all holding it because she was a short lady, and this guy was all holding it above her arm reach, and he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Somebody help me get this lady off of me. He's like, this bastard took my TV. I need my TV back. And she's like pulling, and his shirt or jacket or whatever was just stretching out further and further. And like, damn, this lady's not going to let go, man. She either twist and have her like spin off of you, or, I don't know, get her off of you, man. It was crazy. Those jackets getting all stretched out.
And you said this was on YouTube, right?
Yeah, YouTube.
Yeah, some people get some crazy video footage just to put it on YouTube, huh?
Yeah, and then some of the, when they released the time to dig into the goodies, there's some guy recording from, I don't know, probably like 12, 15 feet across, and he's all telling his friend, toss me some tablets, because those tablets were pretty good too, and they started tossing the tablets across the room. He got like 3-4 tablets all at once. And he's like, oh yeah, I got some tablets. He's all saying that. It was crazy.
He started yelling, saying, I got some tablets?
Yeah. He's all, hey, toss me one. So the guys that were standing next to the tablets started tossing tablets out to other people. He's like, yeah, I got one. He's like, yeah, that's crazy. Toss me one. No, just kidding.
Yeah, Black Friday was pretty crazy, man. And I think last episode I mentioned that because some people are asking like if there's any more PS4s or Xbox Ones available. Oh, so yeah. Then I kind of mentioned to DJ that I bet they're going to be holding out for Black Friday. And sure enough, DJ, there were some PS4s and Xbox Ones there. DJ, can you hear? Oh, we can't hear DJ.
No, man. Come on, DJ. Fix your stuff.
Technology.
Man, that was a good intro too, huh?
Yeah,
good segue.
Yeah, that was a fail. Where's the fail button?
Damn. Wah, wah, wah.
Cool. Yeah. Well. When we hear him, we'll hear him. But yeah, they held out for Black Friday, and there was some PS4s and Xbox Ones available at the Walmart that we went to.
Uh-huh.
So that was pretty good, but,
How much were they going for?
Just the regular price, 400 and 500.
Oh, no one's punching each other for them?
No. But there was a line for the, 360s for, $99.
Ooh.
So those came in bundles, like with the Kinect and I think a game or something like that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yes, sir. Black Friday. You didn't do anything, Sky, for Black Friday?
No, man, I just stayed home. I don't like braving. I don't like going out when people are all crazy.
You don't like
they're all now they're all stuffed and stuffed with turkey and they're all violent.
you don't like to punch old ladies to get a TV?
Only on GTA, man. Only on GTA. No, there was just one YouTube video also where. In this mall, there was this fight that broke out. I don't know. I couldn't really tell if it was dudes or ladies, but they were like really going at it and everyone was just like standing around watching them. And one of them had like a taser. So you could see her trying to pull it out while the other one just kind of wailing on her, and she finally gets it out and like starts tasing the other one. So the other person like finally lets go. And, and I was like, oh man, that's nuts. Well, who thinks of taking a taser out? I mean, that's a good idea, but it's... Oh, there he is. I can hear him.
You guys hear me?
Oh, DJ, what's up, buddy?
There he is.
What's up?
So, yes, sir, we got Aaron, Sky, and Mr. DJ, Rockpot 35.
What's going on, guys? Sorry for the late intro.
That's cool. So,
As long as you made it.
As long as you made it, buddy.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys talk about the PS4 and all that stuff.
You've been listening?
Yeah, I could hear you guys, but I was trying to fix the mic. I don't know what the heck was going on.
He was listening like the government, man. Talking about violence.
So really, it's Mr. B, Mr. A, DJ, Sky, and the government.
The government. The
government. 35.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, all that violence talk was from a review. 2, Tweety McGee, because he wanted to see how GTA 5 was, and there's violence for you, Tweety McGee. It leads to violence with Black Friday, Walmart, hitting ladies for TVs.
Ridiculousness.
Cool.
Did any of you guys do Cyber Monday?
Nope.
No, not a. No Monday cybering.
Nah.
I think there was a lot of good deals, but... If any listeners out there got a good deal on Monday or Black Friday, that'd be pretty good to hear. See what kind of deals you guys got out there. Right?
Heck yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Cool. Other than that, I played NBA 2K14 with Mr. A, and I guess I can let him talk about that when it's his turn, because he likes to talk some b-ball. Played some new Super Mario Brothers with the family, my brother and nephews and son, and we got to, you know, that one you can play up to 4 players on one screen and just go side scrolling like the Mario's.
Yep.
Yeah. So we were playing that one, and that was pretty fun getting into it. So that one's been out for a while, but we pulled, got some batteries for the Wii remotes and started playing that, and it was pretty good, man.
Awesome.
So what about you, Mr. A? What you do?
What did I do?
What did you did, buddy?
I did it all. what did I do? I don't know. Slept in until about 10 o'clock. Finally woke up, started cooking a turkey, and ate about 2 o'clock, played some basketball. Then after we ate, we just started driving around and visiting everybody else. That's it. I honestly did not know about the Black Friday deals stuff going on Thanksgiving this year. I seriously still thought it was like at midnight crisis.
Oh, okay.
So I was like all late for all the action. So that's why I got all my reviews and stuff off of YouTube.
Saw the fights, huh?
Yep. All the blood and stuff everywhere else. That's good. But yeah, just hung out with other families, in-laws, and got around to catching with Mr. B at home. So
yeah, played some GTA 5 and NBA 2K14, huh?
Yes, sir. Which is pretty awesome. Yeah, love that game.
NBA 2K14.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you guys play it, DJ Sky?
No, actually, I haven't played the NBA series on the game consoles yet.
Okay.
Same here. Last NBA game I played was like, what, NBA Jam?
NBA Jam.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, NBA Jam.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I don't have a system right now, so I haven't really played anything. So, yeah, I just watched a lot of football.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, football, huh, Thursday.
Yeah. Did you guys see that Auburn game?
No,
can't remember.
The college one?
Yeah. Where I can't remember who was playing. It was Auburn and it was like a rival game. But Alabama, that's what it was. Alabama and Auburn. And it was like tied up. Alabama stepped out of bounds and the time expired, but the Alabama coaches challenged it and they reviewed it, and sure enough they had 1 second left, so they took it and they tried to kick it, but their regular kicker guy wasn't doing very good, so they put in one of the freshmen, and 56 yards. So he attempted it. It was within range, but it was just short. Auburn caught it, ran it all the way into the end zone, and they won.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was nuts. I was just sitting there thinking like, man, 56 yards. Why are you trying to do that? Just going overtime.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
I think, NFL can do 56, huh?
That's far, man. That's really far.
Yeah. It's even for the pros, that's very tricky for them to do that.
That's more in half field. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think I've seen somebody do like a 62, but I think the record, do you know what the record is? Was it like 64 or something?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. That sounds about right, though. That's pretty far.
Yeah. So,
I have no clue.
How'd your Niners do, Mr. B?
Niners took it over the, last, Monday. Would they play they played the Redskins and they beat them. So it's Kaepernick versus, RG3.
Yeah.
Kaepernick took it, and, that was, Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. Then on Sunday they played the Rams and they beat them too. They beat the Rams. And during the Rams game, what was his name? Came back because he was on the injured list. Crabtree. He came back on the Rams game. So, I didn't get to watch it, but I heard he did all right. So Niners did good. And now Thursday for Thanksgiving, was it, Cowboys won?
Yeah.
Lions won. And then, who won on the third game? Do you guys know?
Third game of what?
Third game on Thursday, Thanksgiving.
I don't know.
I know Cowboys won because they're making a big deal about it down here.
Cowboys.
My boys.
Yes. David Akers, 63 yards in 2012, heals the record.
Damn.
Laces out.
Was that DJ?
He is a good kicker. David Akers.
David Akers, yeah.
Yeah, he's a decent kicker, man.
What's that? Laces out.
Laces out. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Cool.
Kaepernick's my quarterback on my fantasy football team.
Oh, yeah. Don't trade him or anything, huh?
Yeah, he's doing okay. There was a couple games that he kind of failed me.
Yeah. I think I guess it's all right for the fantasy football, because you know it's all about stats, and with the stats, Kaepernick is doing all right.
Yeah, he's doing okay. He's pretty decent. He's not not the worst, but he's not the best either.
All right there. Oh, you have anything you want to add, DJ, and what you've been playing and what you watch?
Man, I watched The Italian Job for the first time.
Oh, almost. Yeah, that's a good movie, man.
Awesome, yeah. Italian Job.
It's incredible, man.
That was your first time watching it?
Yeah, bought some movies maybe like a couple years ago from a buddy of mine and just never watched them, and I was going through them the other night. I was like, man, I want to watch a movie. Never seen The Italian Job, tossed it in, and it was one of the best movies I've seen in a while, man.
Yep, I like that movie, man.
It was a good movie.
I think that.
Have you guys seen that movie, Snatch?
Oh, I love that movie.
Brad Pitt?
Snatch? No, I haven't seen that one yet.
You gotta watch it. It's a badass movie.
Snatch.
Is it on Netflix?
No.
I think so. I think it is. It might be. Oh, who's still on there?
Who's that with?
It's got Jason Statham in it, the one that plays in The Transporter, and it's got Brad Pitt. It's got the guy that does the British accent. He's like a big Brit. Like, he has a British accent and stuff.
Is it the one where Brad Pitt's that boxer?
Yeah, it's that like a bare knuckle gypsy boxer.
Yeah. Okay, yep. Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, that's a good movie. Way good movie.
Man, so that's a 2000 movie, huh?
Yep.
Snatch.
They don't make them like they used to, brother. That's for sure.
Yep, for sure. It's all about special effects nowadays.
I want to, like the animated movies is where it's at, man, because you can really tell cool stories, and like it's not necessarily a person. It can be like an animal or a tree. Yeah. You know what I mean? It could be anything. You know what I mean? Whatever the mind can create, and that's really cool because it has no limitations. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So that's really, really cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Disney's coming out with the live action version of Snow White. It's called Maleficent.
Yeah.
Where Angelina Jolie is playing the Maleficent, the evil sorceress.
I can see her playing that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. They showed the trailer on Frozen when we were watching it, and it was just pretty awesome. She fits it perfectly.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Looks cool. Like, my wife turned to me and she just like got this big old grin on her face. Like, you know, she's like, are they really doing that? I was like, yeah. Like, I knew about it, but she didn't know about it. Cause I keep up with like all the movie blogs and movie rumors and stuff like that.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Cool. Something real quick. An update just came in through the Twitter vines. Caught on camera. Thief snatches Christmas decoration from home.
Oh, man.
Thieves.
You know, man, excuse me for this, but what a piece of shit, man. That's horrible to go steal somebody's Christmas decorations, man. Like, really? Really? You know, like, really? I think that's petty, man. I think that's lame.
Yeah.
Yep.
He should be beat.
Should be beaten. Yep. Find him.
Yeah, find him and break his hands, man. Jesus.
Break his hands with that tree.
There you go.
Yeah, find him and throw him in the Black Friday.
There you go.
let him try to get out. Tie a TV to him. That way crowd will follow him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid. I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, people just, they spend a lot of money and a lot of time, and, you know, they do it for the community and they do it for the kids mostly, because, you know, the kids are the ones that love all that stuff, you know, and then somebody thinks, oh, it would be funny, let's go all steal all this stuff, and, you know, that's pretty dumb.
I agree, man. It's hateful.
You know, it's kind of expected for, like, Halloween, you know, like, people smashing in pumpkins, and, you know, that's still not cool, but, you know, it's a little bit more like that, but Christmas, come on.
Right.
Yeah, Christmas, yeah, mostly for the kids, huh?
Yeah, we went driving around the other night, and my daughter, like, we found some cool houses that had this, like, all these lights and displays on. She was just, like, twinkling her eye, and she was just like, whoa! And I was just like, you know, this is what it's about. Like, I remember being young and just, like, freaking out about lights and stuff like that.
Yes, sir. Is there a lot of houses around your area that do their lights?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, you can just drive down the street and there's some houses will be just totally decked out. And of course you got your Grinches who don't want to have anything to do with it, but it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's cool though. I have yet to run into a house that looks like Clark Griswold. You know, it's just every inch of the house is covered in light bulbs. That's like my goal, is to find a house like that.
Just sucking the power out of the block.
Every other house's lights are just dimming, huh?
Yeah, there you go, dimming from all the watts being eliminated. Those lights that just, they're just probably about to catch fire, man.
Mr. B, you should do that for Christmas. Do that to your house and then take a picture of it and post it on the Rot Pod blog,
man,
Twitter
feed. Gotta rewire, you gotta redo the box, right? You have to do something like that to the box.
Get a generator.
Oh yeah, a generator, huh?
You know, just hook it up with, maybe you get like a 240 inch plug instead of a 120.
Yeah.
And then, pow, put a little box to that bad boy and kinda wire it however you please.
we did put up, some lights on the house, and, but not as extravagant as Mr. Clark Griswold.
Yep. Oh my god, I can. You know what? They used to have a house that was like that. It was called the Bug House. And, you know, it's over here off of, like Wyoming in, Manal.
Uh-huh.
And these people, man, they would, this guy lived in the middle. It was kind of weird how this block was made, but in the neighborhood, there was just this one single house. And you could drive in a circle around it. And this guy has like everything under the sun. He had the North Pole. He had penguins. He had igloos. He had Santas. He had, I mean, you name it, he had it. It was just every single light fixture, little animated blow up doohickeys, you know, anything that was involved in that, he put it up. And it was so cool because everybody would come to that house and drive around that neighborhood, and everybody got mad at this guy. And then they didn't want him to do it anymore. And I was like, man, why would you not want that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, they probably have their reasons, you know, because they're like neighbors and you don't know what they experience.
Yeah, that's a true thing, man. You know, there might be thieves and stuff like that, like you say, or like just people just causing chaos, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe it keeps them up. I don't know, but I have seen that, the Griswold type.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, oh, no. We can probably move on from now. Like I said, first tech story, Applebee's is putting a tablet on every table.
No way.
So every Applebee's across the country, they're going to be having tablets on the tables, and or I guess they're not going to be on the tables, but the waiter or waitress is going to be offering tablets for you to keep yourself busy while you're ordering, waiting for your food.
Awesome.
Better wrap it up with the plastic. Place to eat.
Yeah, they're saying it's going to be covered in grease and all that.
Yeah. Drinks spilled on it, all that good stuff.
Yeah. That's a far cry from, like, a Cracker Barrel. You know, they have those little peg games on the table.
Yeah.
There you go.
Dude, that keeps me entertained, man. When I go to Cracker Barrel, it's just like, give me that thing. I need to figure this out. I've only been able to figure it out once. It was, like, years ago. I forgot how it goes.
Is that the golf tee with the
kind of yeah, you have to like leave one of those pegs.
Yeah.
And I always get down to two, or not two, like three, and I can't. I figured it out once, but it was long ago, and I can't remember how it goes.
Oh, yeah, I've done it a few times.
What's the secret?
Cracker Barrel. The secret is, you get a tablet under the table and you look for the cheat codes.
Oh man, that's a way to think right there, brother. That is quick and easy. I'm gonna figure this out right now. Watch.
Dude, I'm gonna tell Uncle Herschel on you.
Uncle Herschel.
I used to work at Cracker Barrel, and that old guy on the sign, his name is Uncle Herschel.
Oh, that's his name?
Yeah. I worked there 2 summers. First summer I was a dishwasher. Most horrible experience ever. And second summer I was a waiter. It's not bad. I mean, it's a sucky job, but they kept that kitchen in the back clean. So I'm not afraid to go back and eat, you know. You know how you work at some places, and like especially fast food places, and then you see how behind the scenes, how they keep or not keep things clean. You, you, And then after that, you don't want to go back and eat there.
Right? You're like, yo, no way.
But yeah, not Cracker Barrel. I mean, they kept that place scrubbed clean. So like, I'm not afraid to go back because I know they have high standards there. Plus food is great, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Here's the one thing that'll interest you a little bit more, DJ. It's called a Despacio, the 50,000 watt sound system designed for audio files.
Oh shit!
It's like if you can picture 7 of these things, 3.5 meter tall speakers. So what's 3.5 meters?
That's about 6.5 feet.
Yeah, so 7 of those. If you can picture in a club, 7 of them surrounding everybody and just a DJ playing off of those speakers, you know, it'd be 50,000 watts. Man, you could hear just, if you're an audiophile, you know, you'll be able to hear every little thing coming out of those speakers.
Oh my God.
Like on an Italian job, what does that guy say? Speaker so loud it'll blow the clothes off a woman.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That'd be awesome. That'd be cool. Just sitting in what it's in a club. So is it like lining the walls or something?
Actually, they're going to be, there's these 3 guys that came up with it. So they're going to be kind of like traveling all over and putting these speakers and, traveling with these speakers because they're not going to be like permanently in one club or a place.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. they'll be taking them with them everywhere and just, playing in different places.
You know, crazy thing about that, dude, is one of the best sound systems, you know, to date is the Function 1. You know what I mean? It's one of the best sound systems in the world, dude. It goes to all the events. It's on all the best clubs. You know, the Function 1 is the system to get. So, like, I would love to see how that compares to the Function 1. You know what I mean?
The Function, is it like a set of speakers?
It's like a whole sound system, man. It ranges from, like, God, I think the cheapest one's like $90,000, man. And like, it's a traveling, you know, like they take it to the big festivals and stuff like that. And I'm not too sure like how many speakers come per thing because I guess it's just like, you know, you get however much you could buy, you know, they make it to whatever you need it for. So, I mean, these things come with warnings that if you get too close, it could be fatal to you. You know what I mean? Cause they're so loud, you know, it could really hurt you or hurt your hearing or whatever, you know, stuff like that, cause damage.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they have a stadium speakers, speech loudspeakers, floor monitor range speakers, dance stack range speakers, bass reflex speakers, bass range speakers, all these type of speakers, huh?
Damn.
For the Function 1s?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man, I mean it's ridiculous on what they have. I mean, they have it all and they're big too, man. They're not small.
Do they have them for like home theater stuff?
Oh, no, no. No way.
No, I don't think this one's, yeah.
It would be like flying on the outside of a F1 jet, dude, in the middle of your house. Oh, man, yeah. That would be ridiculous.
I'd do that.
Might shake your eyeballs out of your head.
I'd sit in my chair. I'd sit in my lazy boy and with my sunglasses on.
Yeah, have you seen that? What is it? The Maxwell, the little thing. It's like the little icon for the CDs where the guy's in his chair and he's getting blown back by the sound.
Yeah.
Dude, that's definitely what will happen.
Then, speaking about music, I guess, some people are opening a record store in, New York City. So they're going to be selling CDs and LPs.
Nice, man. They're going to have full vinyls there? Just vinyls?
Vinyls and CDs, yeah.
Vinyls and CDs?
Yeah.
And CDs are... they're turning into tapes. Hey, by the way, if y'all got any, like, old tapes, like audio tapes that you don't use or come across that you're just going to throw away, toss them my way, man. I'll buy them from you or we'll make a deal or something because I want them.
You going to do something with them?
Yeah, man. Something real cool.
Something real cool?
Yeah, I sent this idea and I was just like, damn it, I gotta have me one of those. I gotta make them. So, if you got any old tape decks or, you know, the little cassette tapes, send them my way, man. It'd be much appreciated and all.
You're not gonna hang them off your rear view mirror?
No. Well, you know, maybe.
I think I have my old Mariah Carey tapes. I'll send them. Oh. I'll, I'll hook up with Mr. B. I'll have to dig around. All right.
Mariah Carey?
Find my old Mariah Carey, my old Whitney Houston tapes.
Hey, man, music's music, man. I love it all, dude, you know? It's definitely going to get put to good use, I'll tell you that much.
Cool, nice. Cool. He's going to glue them to the side of his car, huh?
No, man, Jesus. How would I wash it? You know what I mean?
So make a Christmas tree tape deck.
Oh, that'd be cool. That would be pretty. I've seen some cool art like that, man.
That's cool.
Lindsay Lohan supposedly ready to sue Rockstar because of the picture that they show in GTA 5. She's saying it looks like her.
Oh God, are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
I heard about this story. Yeah, I heard about this story, and I looked at the picture, and I guess supposedly she took a similar picture in the similar pose in the pink bikini.
That's not the her, peach man. Sign. No
yeah.
way.
It's like
no fucking way.
It's like a million blondes with pink bikinis who have thrown the peace sign when taking a picture. Come on.
Was that Aaron's boo?
Leave Lindsay alone.
Leave Yeah.
She's a wreck.
Google Play Music is officially on the Google Glass right now. And that's a pretty big story because you know how the Google Glass, you just wear it on your eyes, your face?
Yeah.
So when you're walking around, stuff like that, now you could talk to your glasses and tell them to play music or whatever Google offers. So that's pretty good. Instead of reaching into your pocket and pulling out your phone, you could just talk to your glasses.
Yeah, man. I seen that about a couple months ago, dude. About 5 months ago, I seen some little prototype that popped up on Google.
Crazy.
So would you guys do that? If you had Google glasses, just talk to your glasses and... Maybe like if you're running, huh? Would that be good if you're running?
No way. What if you trip and fall and you break your glasses?
You got to think of all the possibilities, yep.
You know, someone could sit on them, step on them. You could get, what if they get wet? What if they, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
If they made like those running glasses, the one that hug your face, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like wrap around your face. Like, yeah, I would definitely do that because, yeah, running with like an iPod, like it's gotten a lot easier. Like in high school, I used to go run with like my tape deck.
Oh, well, that's rough, right?
Yeah. Like my little Walkman. And, that was okay. There's a couple of times I tried running with my CD player, but that didn't work. And then, but yeah, if they made like the Google Glass, like a wraparound, you know, like those Oakleys. Yeah, I would definitely do it. That'd be awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, and then grab one of those, what is those little ropes that you tie around your head?
Oh, yeah.
A little rope you tie around your head? What's that?
Yes, that.
Well, what is that? What's the name of it? Can you tell me?
The necklace? Little I don't
rope.
Know.
Little rope? Little rope you tie around your neck?
I have no idea.
Yes, sir.
Wait, do you tie it to your glasses? And then tie it around your head?
Yeah, you know how they have you seen them before?
Drawstring things?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I used to have some when I was small. Remember, we used to play basketball, Mr. B, you and I, and I used to put that on my glasses. I had like a blue one.
Yeah, I think I remember.
Like, it was kind of elastic, and I used to put on my glasses, and we used to go play ball.
Yes, sir. Remember?
You remember. Remember.
Cool. Hunger Games, Frozen, Delivery Man, Thor, Homefront, The Best Man Holiday, Las Vegas, Freebirds, The Book Thief, Bad Grandpa, Ender's Game, and Gravity are all showing in theaters right now.
Sweet. Go right see Freebirds.
Go see Freebirds. And the Turkey Guy, Turkey Man, Freebirds.
I still really want to see that movie, man. I'm like, shaw, dude, I'm like, I'm going to die in the studio here. I swear to God. I'm growing cobwebs and shit.
Hey, Sky, get after it, man. Tell him to watch it.
I want to watch that movie, man, because it's something like I'm really interested in. I don't have enough time in the day, dude. I stay up fucking sleeping for 2 hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, get after Mr. A, too. He hasn't watched yet.
Oh, Mr. A.
Hey.
I'll get to it, man. I'll get to it.
Cool.
No, I did pretty good. Like, we've been tracking the numbers. the first week it made like 17 million, which is what we projected. So that was pretty good. Second week it made like 11 million, I think. Now,
damn.
The third week, I think it dropped to 8 million. And then the last week before Frozen opened, it was like 5 million. So we did pretty good. We're pretty happy with it.
Pretty good, pretty good. All right. Cool. Hey, Mr. A, what movie would you recommend?
What movie would I recommend? I don't know.
And then Sky, I think he would recommend Freebirds, right?
Well, for a movie in the theaters, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, Freebirds.
Theaters, okay, but Freebirds. Freebirds.
Freebirds. What about you, DJ?
I recommend Freebirds, man.
You know me, man. I want Freebirds first before anything. Then Bad Grandpa.
What was it, Mr. A said? Gad Bampa. What did he say? From the other.
Gad Bampa. What did you say, brother?
I don't know. Something like that. Gad Bampa or Grand Bampa or Grandpa.
Grandpa. Something like that. I think it was like 32 or 33 episode. 32 or 33.
I don't know, man. Something.
Gad Bampa or something like that.
Yeah. Alrighty, and it's like what did he say? This Twitter follower, London Tarok. I guess this person tweets out random stuff. So the one thing they tweeted at RotPod was Joe and Mac on CSI New York are so cute together. I'm not much of a shipper, but I really want them to get together.
What?
Exactly, random, right? So they sent the,
Say it again.
Okay, at RTPOD, Joe and Mac on CSI New York are so cute together. I'm not much of a shipper, but I really want them to get together. So, do you guys, any of you watch CSI New York?
No.
Okay, so sorry there, London. None of us watch CSI New York, but, hopefully one of the listening are get the message though.
My wife watches CSI Las Vegas, not New York though.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I used to watch CSI Miami, but that was like, I don't know how many years ago.
We used to watch a CSI, it's not Las Vegas, but was it CSI something? The one that's in Las Vegas?
CSI Miami?
No. It's not CSI Las Vegas. It's like CSI. I think that was just a regular CSI. It doesn't have like Miami or New York after it. It's just a regular CSI. But that one takes place in Las Vegas though. We used to watch that one. And then another one from Shantron. She says she's selling her 2012 Vespa.
Vespa
LXV 150 Espresso colored.
Damn.
Is there an alien? Oh no, Predator helmet included with it.
Predator. But she says she's selling her 2012 Vespa, 1,000 miles on it. The scooter is espresso colored, leather seats, still looks great, excellent condition, 70-80 miles per gallon with it.
Damn.
So,
and you know, those are actually pretty nice. My brother-in-law has one. And so just to zip around town, you know, just short distances, they're actually pretty nice.
Speaking of that, I saw these guys, they're like all proud. They're a bunch of Mexican or Spanish, Latino, I don't know what, one of them. They were riding around with their ladies on the back of the scooter. There were two different scooters and two guys, two girls, and they're all cruising around and they cruised up to the complex where I live at, and they're visiting their mom or sister or somebody, and they're all proud to show off those scooters, and they were saying that they rented it for the day, but they filled up on 2 gallons early in the morning when it first opened about 9, and it was probably about 6 in the evening when they stopped by the complex, and they said, we've been cruising around only on $2 all day today. We haven't run out of gas yet, and it's been taking us everywhere. So they're like all proud to show off their scooter that they rented for the day.
Man, $2 of gas, huh?
Yeah, $2 filled up the tank, and they said they haven't run out since 9 in the morning to 6 p.m.
Yeah, they're pretty nice. Like, they don't have very much power, but you can get it up to good speed. And like I say, yeah. You can just zip around town. It's really easy. You can find parking spots really easy. Just like zip up, put it down, you know, put the kickstand down right into the store.
You can't do wheelies on it though, huh?
I can't do donuts, wheelies.
Can't do wheelies with it, DJ. I know you like doing wheelies on your bikes. And there's a phone number. It's on Craigslist. There's a phone number. You think I should say it? Because it's public, right?
Yep.
Yeah, do it.
719-649-2692. Give her a call. Give her a text. Tell her you're interested. Buy it. Vespa. $2 gas a day.
Hey,
save leather me a sheets.
What was that, Missouri?
I said, save me a lot of gas if I get it.
Yo, especially if you just feel like if you just go around town by yourself, huh?
Yep, I'm out and about on my job doing a lot of stuff, driving back and forth all day too. Anyway, so and all the tools that I work with are already at the job site, so I don't need to carry anything with me. So I just that would definitely help me out a lot if I got it.
Oh, well, it has a carrying compartment in the seat. Like you just lift the seat up and you have a carrying compartment in there.
Oh yeah, but no, I mean, it's just that all the tools that I use and stuff, I work with my older brother, co-worker, and he has a truck, so he carries all the big stuff, so I wouldn't have to worry about, or even have to think about carrying any tools or anything with me. Probably a sack of lunch or something.
Well, it's pretty big. I mean, I just mentioned it, just trying to help this girl, trying to get her Vespa sold.
Yeah,
it's pretty big compartment. From what I remember, my brother-in-law's, I think he was able to fit his like helmet in there if he had to.
Cool.
Can't remember how big it was, but it's pretty big though. Yeah, they're pretty good. I mean, they you can get a new Vespa for I don't know how much, like 5,000, maybe even cheaper.
Yeah. So maybe they can give her a call, give her a text, and see how much it costs, how much she's selling it for.
You can trade, barter.
Barter it up.
Barter it up. All right, real quick, DJ. We're on Twitter. We're talking about this. Team Rick or Team Governor?
Oh, I hated the Governor, man.
So Team Rick?
Yeah, definitely.
What about you, Sky?
What are you talking about?
Walking Dead.
Dude.
You ever watch it?
I haven't watched it, man. Like, I'm getting to the point where I don't need to watch it anymore because everybody on Facebook's like, oh no, so-and-so died. Oh, this person died. I'm like, everybody's dying. Why don't we need to try to catch up anymore?
By reading some comments, who would you pick?
Rick is the main guy, right?
The one in the prison, yeah.
He's the police officer, right?
Yeah.
Sheriff.
And who's the other guy?
The governor. He's like he's the one that started that little town and, he's the one that got kind of crazy.
I don't know him.
Crazy
I'll go with Team Rick.
Team Rick. What about you, Mr. A?
Team Rick.
Team Rick. Cool. Yeah. And then what I said on Twitter too was Team Rick. So.
Yeah. Yes, we're all Rickies.
Rickies. Ricky team.
Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby. All right. All right. Group. Skype group, guys. Number 35 is finished.
All right.
Number 35.
This Skypeage session is finished.
Skypeage. That's right, Mr. A. Skypeage.
Skypeage, man. Skypeage up.
Skypeage up. Number 35. Sky, you have anything you want to tell the listeners how to reach you or anything, any updates on that?
Pimp yourself.
No, I'm trying to get an art blog, up and running, but I don't have it up and running yet. But you can check out my company website, reelfx.com, reelfx.com. Check it out, see what kind of, projects we're working on, and, yeah.
Cool, cool.
Hit us up.
What about you, DJ?
any last words or any shout outs?
No. Just, how people can get a hold of you. Oh, any of your new, music you put up or something?
Dude, I actually put up some new music, so, you guys can see it on Twitter, on my Facebook, on my Mixcloud, and, my house mixes, housemixes.net. Got some new good stuff, and I, just released, a clip of some new music that's an original track that I'm doing right now, so I'm pretty excited about that, so go check it out.
Cool, cool. So just search for DJ Problems, right?
Yep, just look for DJ Problems.
Yes, sir. Cool, cool. All right, number 35, tweet at ROTPOD, email at rollingofftrackpodcast@gmail.com. Find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. And I think I think there's something I'm missing, but if I am, I'll probably mention it.
Correct him.
Yeah. Or just hear it on the next episode. And then, Mr. A, Apple or Android?
Android all the way.
DJ, PS4 or Xbox One?
Ooh, you know the PS.
And Mr. Sky, any last words?
No.